Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Surprising update from Dan Lanning earlier this week on the status of Terrence Ferguson, tight end. He took a scary shot against UCLA on Saturday night. I don't even know how many people were awake to see that. It was like midway through the second quarter. But he took a very scary shot. He was down on the ground.
He dropped like a rock.
And he did not. I mean, it looked like everybody was just thinking, oh my gosh, he's just getting knocked out. Shoulder right to the helmet and just went boom.
Not to derail, because I want to keep it on this thing, but his injury and Malik Nabers both seemed to have kind of like gone underseen or under talked about. As far as like guys that both like very clearly got knocked out.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't, yeah.
Everybody just kind of was like, and it wasn't, not in a bad way, but it was like, I don't know why neither one just got a ton of traction.
Well, Nabers is not practicing.
Yeah.
Still.
I know, but
I was surprised that Dan Lanning after the game immediately. And I will say this about Terrence Ferguson is that he went down. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. like what? Uh-oh. Immediately after the game, Lanning said it was precautionary. Comes out on Monday and says he's tracking like he's going to play.
Mm.
And you're just going,
okay.
What is going on?
Because he practiced Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That just seemed quick.
And yeah. And he's been going through everything, probably without contact or whatever. But what was different with his, like usually when a guy has a head injury, obviously, you're going to go off the field, pads are off, you're done for the day. You rarely see them come back out,
mm-hmm.
especially in, you know, when you have day game where it's really bright
yep.
or night game where the lights are really bright. You. He was down there. He was in street clothes the entire second half, and he was talking to guys all over the field.
Yeah, I remember when Jeremy
Grant. They showed him on TV. But like, if you have a concussion and you're like diagnosed with a concussion, they, because of the light sensitivity, they'll say, nah, you just stay in the locker room.
Put you in the undercove in a dark room. I mean, Jerry Grant Lindley didn't come into Moda for like 2 weeks. Like it was bad when he had his.
Yeah. Or you'll Mike Leach it and put him in a shed. Yeah. But too soon?
Was that why he put him in the shed?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah, no, it legitimately was. He said he had light sensitivity due to concussion, so he said, well, then go get in that shed. And they said that he it was Craig James' kid.
Yeah, I thought
they
he was said complaining
that he forced
something.
Him. They
yeah.
said he forced him into the shed to go into the shed.
I mean, a shed at Texas Tech is probably going to be pretty warm.
Oh, I imagine it's real hot. Yeah. It's like
sauna.
Prison punishment. Yeah. The hot box.
Yeah, it was straight up out of Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah. Anyways, so it was unique to kind of see, because any guy that gets dinged up like that, they usually don't bring him back out of the locker room. So that was surprising, and it's obviously a good sign and a big note that I was shocked to see this week that Terrence Ferguson would be available for Oregon. And Malik Nabers, as you said, nobody's really talking about it, but he wasn't part of practice yesterday either for the Giants. His was a little bit more serious, though, and they put him in the concussion protocol, which, you know, everything with Terrence Ferguson just kind of leads you to believe it wasn't a concussion. You know?
Maybe.
Because the protocol is like you're out for
at least a week, yeah.
At a bare minimum, because there are certain benchmarks that you need to meet.
Yeah, Nabers is out against the Seahawks, and he's still in concussion protocol. Like, he hasn't even started, like, hitting the benchmarks.
Yeah, and they don't mess around with this anymore, man.
Well, especially, like, with Nabers, I mean, you saw him go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still so weird to me that the way that happened, the way it was covered, is nobody acknowledged it during the game. Until like 10 minutes later, because Micah Parsons rolled an ankle, and every news broker was too busy talking about Micah Parsons leaving the field with his shoe off, as opposed to the guy who hit his head on the ground so hard, you saw his eyes roll in the back of his face and his body go limp.
Well, what did they need to talk about? Oh. They knew what happened. You know?
It was just like, that man is unconscious on the ground right now, guys.
Yeah, scary situation here.
Meanwhile, Micah Parsons leaving with his shoe off.
Yeah, we don't know what that is. We know what this is. Don't know what that is. But he doesn't have a shoe on.
It was such a weird thing. The contrast was super weird.
That's football, man.
Yeah, it threw me for a loop. I was like, is nobody going to acknowledge the guy who's literally unconscious in the field right now?
Yeah.
As opposed to the guy who, he rolled his ankle?
Yeah. Oregon's got Michigan State. That's a weird tune-up and, like, introduction into tune-up. It's a weird introduction into Big Ten play at home.
It's a tune-up for Ohio State.
Like, being on a Friday night is your first Big Ten home game, and it's against Michigan State, which you have so much familiarity with.
Yeah.
Because you played them in the regular season, you played them in quite possibly top five worst bowl game of all time. You guys remember the Red Box Bowl?
Oh, God.
Remember that? Yeah.
Why did you just unlock that core memory?
Oh, yeah. Red Box Bowl.
Shout out Red Box.
Are they still around?
They're anywhere? They are around.
I haven't.
They're just not
still
that,
around.
There's not that many of them.
They're not in front of the Safeways anymore.
Or the 7-Elevens, yeah. Like, no, they're more rural now because people out in the sticks have DVD players.
Yeah. All right. So. Ooh.
It's not there in front of the Safeway anymore?
I haven't noticed it. Right. It might be. Well, he's saying the Safeway. We live near each other.
So, like I knew what you guys were
We're not just
with.
Talking about a just Safeway. Random no. Safeway anywhere.
No, it's the Safeway that they both go shopping at.
But that is a weird one. And Oregon State's got a weird one, too, this week. Colorado State.
Yeah.
That having a home game, and this is where you sit there. If you are a Beav fan, 3-1, coming out of a bye, you get a team that has been licking their wounds at 2-2 in Colorado State,
and they're supposed to be a better team with Fowler Morosi coming back, and they use what they had of their NIL to keep the guys that were really impactful last year, particularly against Colorado. But yeah, they've been underwhelming to say the least, and then obviously Colorado laid it on them.
Yeah, they're just not very good.
Whatever juice they had last year, the coach there, there was a big profile on him, recruiting all over the world, kind of going Mark Few.
What's his name?
God dang it. But yeah, a lot of...
Jay Norvell.
There you go.
Mike.
Yes, a lot of that magic that they had last year, because they were a plucky little team. Like, you didn't want to play them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that is gone now.
Yep.
It just feels like whatever... magic sauce that they had kind of cooking up.
Well, again, the crap kicked out of you to start this season 52-0 by Texas.
That'll do that.
Doesn't help.
And then Colorado dog walked them.
Yeah.
That was not a...
competitive
game. Did you see Shador talking to Fallon Morosi after the game? Because apparently Colorado...
Not talking to him?
Well, yeah, they gave him the, you want to talk all that crap all game? No, we ain't talking or all week, and we ain't talking now.
Yeah, come on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whatever.
He hit him with the flash the rolly thing.
That is the stupidest celebration.
It is up there.
Ever.
Do you coach high school? When you guys do pictures, do you guys let those guys?
No.
Okay. Thank you. No. Thank you. Because I saw some teams that went viral for like letting their kids like wear ski masks and watches.
Yeah, you can't even like you can't wear those in games anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you used to be able to wear, like, the head cover. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
There used to be idiots wearing hooded sweatshirts playing football.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Why is that?
Dumb.
Why is that?
Really dumb.
I mean, it's still in college, but it's...
So stupid.
Why are you wearing
two mouthpieces.
Yeah, the bling is your rubber hanging off the face mask? It frustrates... Zach Branch wears one, and it drives me crazy.
It's the dumbest
thing. Drives me
thing
crazy. Like, I'm okay with a little bit of swag. Yeah. You want to tape up your face mask? You want to wear a armband around your neck? I don't care. But, like, there's levels to it.
Yeah. Man, this is a pretty low level. Oh, Oregon State, though. Back to Oregon, the Beavs.
Yes.
This is the part of their schedule where, I mean...
Time to get cooking.
Well, time to get cooking, but for fans, how does it sit?
Mm.
Because
it's
you
not
got Colorado
familiar.
State.
Yeah.
Then you go to Nevada, Reno. And
not a lot to get excited about.
Well, the one you had to get excited about is the 19th when UNLV comes to town.
Who, even without Sluka, apparently.
Well, they're better without Sluka.
Well, it turns out pretty good.
Yeah. And
that's, and if you want to have your chance at the premier bowl game,
mm-hmm.
that's the game you got to win.
Yeah. Is this the rallying cry, though, for Oregon State and Oregon State fans? Because this is where, you know, we hear from Oregon State fans all the time. And we hear it like it's, no, we want to be relevant. We want to be there. We want to be the team that can be, you know, that group of five contender. But you, in order to do that, if you ever watch a Boise State game on TV, if you ever watch a Liberty game on TV or James Madison game on TV, these teams that come from the group of five, the place is packed every single week, regardless of who they're playing. They will pack that place out. And this is going to be kind of like the test of watching from afar of, all right, how do you keep building that momentum? Because Oregon State's in a really damn good spot. They're 3-1 right now.
Yeah.
You want to talk about where you can take momentum? And your one loss is to a top 10 team in the country.
Yeah.
Right? You keep momentum and you move forward. Like,
they're
you've
in the exact same position as Boise State.
But you have to keep it through these games against Colorado State and Nevada, Reno, and making sure that everybody is still showing up and Reser Stadium is still loud and raucous.
This is what Boise State has done for 20 years.
Yes.
Is that they get their one marquee game for their out-of-conference, and they win that game, but that's not the hard part of the season. It's the other 11.
Yep.
When you've got to get up for Fresno State in a down year, or Nevada, Reno, or Air Force. It's like those are Wyoming in November.
Yeah, I think like UNLV coming in a couple of weeks, that no doubt that place is going to be rocking.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. What is it going to be like? And this is, I mean, truly, this is like the perfect time to play a football game. They're playing 3:30 Saturday in early October.
Yeah, not in a weird day, on a weird time, in a weird place. It's all normal.
Should be.
Go handle business.
Everything is like lined up for that place to be awesome. That's one thing I'm really interested to see from Oregon State coming out of this week. And then also on the injury front, what they look like, especially up front, and some notable injuries that they were nursing and getting through out of that bye week.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.